Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big weekend down here. We'll go ahead and send it back to you.
Thanks, Woody. And you're right. Hard Rock Stadium going to get our first of the year. We're the Miami Dolphins and Miami Hurricanes will both play Saturday and Sunday. Canes. And listen, this USF team, 18th in the country, couple of nice wins against Boise State and Florida coming down here, trying to make it three in a row. And the Canes, of course, got Florida on deck. And just a few weeks away from Florida State, who looks really good as well. So curious to see when something goes against them in this game. At some point, something will go against the Canes in this game. They'll get South Florida get a big play or a takeaway or something. I mean, it's going to happen sooner or later anyway. And it's just how you respond. It was the same thing I was saying about the Dolphins in this game. It was just really the most disappointing thing when you really step back and everybody played so poorly and coach admitted it was just bad everywhere and all those things. But no one last week when the Colts got rolling, no one just made a game-changing play to kind of change Big Mo. Nobody could change and get the big catch, you know, the big interception, you know, the big throw, huge tackle for a loss. It's just nothing. And just couldn't. The next thing you know, it's 30-0. So you just got to get – I know the Miami Dolphins, speaking of the Dolphins, had a player-only meeting. You know, never a good thing to have it after the first game of the year, but they happen. Look, we had them, and we had good teams – in the 80s, and we had them, everybody else, we tell the coaches, hey, coaches, if you wouldn't mind, stay away. We're going to have a players-only meeting. We're going to talk about some things that are going on right now. And, you know.
At least they feel the sense of urgency, right? I mean, we're entering must-win territory here, right? I know it's early in the season, but it's a division game.
You got Buffalo next. Yes, you want to win this
game. Have
this
one. This thing's going to go off the rails if they don't get this one. And at least, you know, the players only meeting. It's kind of silly, but like, yeah, they have a sense of urgency at least, right? So that's kind of a moral victory, positive, little positive, right?
Well, the biggest thing is those guys. I know nobody wanted to hear this yesterday and the day before. They don't want to look bad. Nobody wants to play. Nobody wants to get on a plane and go, boy, did I suck today. This is great. Everybody got to see it. This is fantastic. And by the way, the coaches, I mean, you play poorly, it makes your coach look bad. And you got 4 months left. I mean, it's just getting started. So you want to play for something, you got to win this game. And you know, you're a favorite in this game for whatever that's worth, but you need to win this game. And that means you got to play a lot better if you're going to win this game. This is not just a little bit better. You got to play a lot better and get this game. You got some, you know, a lot of guys out, but nobody, you know, we talked about depth of the team and we were concerned about the offensive line and a cornerback position. And sure enough, we got one cornerback out and our right guard and right tackle out. So you're really thin again with, you know, Jones and Douglas will start a cornerback. Offensive line, you got a new guy, Keon Smith and Larry Borm, going to start at right guard and right tackle most likely. And you got to get some more guys ready. And you go, but nobody wants to hear about it. I mean, that's why you put a 53-man roster together and not a 30-man roster together is because you knew this was going to happen. It happened last night. What did we have, a separated shoulder and Achilles last night? So, you know, guys are going to get hurt. You hope it's not, you know, the key guys and you go from there. But yeah, so Jordan Brooks got up there. Woody asked me a good question last night. He said, so they had this team meeting. Who stands up and leads that when everybody plays poorly? It's a great question. So honestly, should be on the defensive side of the ball. I think those are the leaders on this team. I think they're the most respected guys. And, hey, look, you can't play really crappy football and then get up in front of everybody and tell them we got to turn it around. Unless you're doing a lot of eye up there, it's kind of hard. But, yeah, Zach Sealer, Jordan Brooks, Minka, those are guys. Bradley Chubb, been around.
Anyone on the offensive side of the ball?
I would not have one guy in that offense to stand up for me.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. The problem is I just don't know, like, who gets up and speaks and gets the attention of the team.
So, here's a problem you have, too. You're not going to get a guy. You guys all voted. None of you voted me a captain, so you can't expect two of the highest-paid wide receivers in football going to stand up and say something. I mean,
how much weight does Tyreek carry in that locker room right now anyway?
They know how good he is, but I don't know. I mean, he's got some other issue. He's got another big issue going on outside that, you know, they don't need right now with the soon-to-be ex-wife officially.
I don't know. Do they have that voice that can stand up and do that? You said you had those when you played, right? The players-only meetings?
We had a strong personality of guys.
Who would speak when you played?
Bob Kuchenberg. Bob was a little too tough for me, man. I was not Bob's biggest fan. I was eating my first year, just to give you an idea. I was having lunch with early into my rookie year, and I was eating with Jimmy Cephalo, who's one of my best friends I work with still to this day. It's pretty cool. So Jimmy's sitting there, and we're eating, and Bob Kuchenberg comes and sits across from me, says, "Hey, you got to be better on special teams." We had just lost to Buffalo. And I whiffed on a couple. First guy down on a kickoff team, and whoever was returning them gave me a little move, and, you know, I missed them. And so we watched special teams as a team. 45 guys watched special teams. So, I mean, we got our butts kicked pretty good. But here comes this guy that I remember from the undefeated teams, and here he comes. He sits down. Hadn't said five words to me all year. I mean, the old guys didn't talk to you back then. They didn't spend a lot of time with you. Minus Larry Little. The other guys only get in. They just weren't, like, they're a different point in their career. They had families, held their kids, had teenage kids. You know what I mean? So it's different. I get it. It was different. I'm right out of, you know, Berkeley. So he let me have it during my lunch, and I look up, and Jimmy Cephalo says to him, "Cooch, why don't you worry about yourself? Why don't you get eight?" Jimmy jumped him. And so that was it. But I was like,
wow,
we have some strong, because I caught the end of the undefeated guys. There were still five or six undefeated players on the team when I got there. You know, you kind of look up to them. You knew what they had done, and they're all a big part of it at the end of their careers. And then we had Larry Little. I mean, Larry Little was one of the best. To this day, I still remember Larry Little, how he treated me my rookie year. "Don't worry about it. That's the way he talks to everybody. Hey, watch this." And he go back at Shoes. I mean, he's at the end of his career, Hall of Fame career. Shoes say something to him, and he had to fill in it at tackle. And Shoes would jump him for his play. He goes, "Hey, you begged me to come back and play another year because you needed me. I'm not putting up. You ain't treating me like that." And I was like, whoa. So we had that kind of stuff on a really good football team. But so I can't do it. And Bob Greasy was on our team. Mm-hmm. I mean, the leaders of leaders, like leaders of 17 in the whole team. He's on my team. They're all in their mid-30s, you know. 14 years in the league, 15 years in the league. And so we had some strong personalities, and then we had some 3 or 4 years of really good drafts of guys. But we're all just young guys, man. But those guys said something. We got after it. It was pretty amazing. Yeah, but I won shit. Yeah, I had a guy come up to me. And then I got the wind knocked out of me my next year, and Cooch still on the team. And Cooch, listen, you can't say anything to Cooch. Cooch put, he had rods in his legs and refused to miss a game. Shoot it up. But it's broken. Shoot it up. I'm not missing a game. I mean, the toughest, truly one of the toughest human beings I've ever seen. He was Bob Kuchenberg was different level. I get the wind knocked down. We get catch a ball running down the middle and leave my feet and get hammered to the ground. And I couldn't breathe. You get the wind knocked out of you. So I lay there for 20 seconds. I don't know. You know, I get up and kind of, trainer comes out and they pick you up and the doctor's out there to check. I go, hey, I got the wind knocked out of me. I'm fine. So I get up and I walk out. So as I'm walking off, Cooch comes over. He says, don't ever lay on the field. Ever. No matter what it is, you get up right away. Unless you've been knocked out, you get up. And I was thinking, what the? This guy, this is like, can do this at Cal. Jeez. So, you know, but that's the kind of leadership we had on that team. And honestly, probably a lot of guys did stuff they wouldn't usually do, but there's the other guys doing it. And we took the needle, man. We had a team full of needle guys. And you're going, I hope. And then sure enough, you're one of those needle guys and you take the needle, man, because all you wanted to hear that doctor say is, this won't affect you down the road. You'll be fine. I mean, it's a lie, but it just,
yeah.
Just tell me, doc, just tell me, like, you're going to shoot my toe and I'll never need a surgery. He goes, no, it's going to heal on its own. Thanks, doc. That's all I need to hear. It's a lie, but it's a good start. I know I'm going to be okay. And by the way, you got to take that needle at half, too, and then you're fine. You have the pain. We'll get you some drugs, some alcohol. You'll be fine after the game. We got to go, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to. I can hear people going, why is he doing that this morning? God, why is he doing that? We're doing so well. Anyway, but we had those meetings. So you kind of get how those meetings went now, right? It was just like a continuation of head coaches in there, of coaches. Baptist Health, South Florida, man. Miami Orthopedic Sports Medicine Institute. Well, I'll tell you what, when you talk about Baptist Health, South Florida and the great program they have put together, their sports medicine program is fantastic. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes. And all the athletes that come in from out of town to get a second opinion or to get their operations done, because they put together an all-star team of doctors and top specialists for every part of the body. Knee, anything with knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. Man, they've done some great work to get you back out, you know, obviously making a living and doing it. And the great news I have is not only do we have a whole bunch of great doctors they put together, it's one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, but it's also the facilities we have, like Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation. The next time you have a problem, you want to go where the pros go, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Thank you, Woody. We got Larry Bluestein, our South Florida High School Sports Insider. You can hear him right here on WQAM. And Blue and I spent a little time talking last night. We had some things to talk about as the story is all over the place now. Apparently, it's not just going on here. It's going on in California as well, where we're having transfers during the year. I got to be honest with you. I had no idea you were allowed to do it, Larry, as We saw a Northwestern quarterback transferring to American Heritage Plantation. I did not know it was even legal to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you're 100% right. I didn't either, and I've been doing this a long, long time, and this is, I can't figure it out. Not, like I say, it's not my lane. I don't, you know, make the rules, but it seems a little bit that they're setting themselves up for some type of bombshell down the road where, you know, the first couple of games a team may be out of it, and then all of a sudden they get all these transfers right in from other programs.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, and then they make these super teams before you know it, and I don't know who is, you know, letting these people get away with it. I just find it really tough that when you start a season out, Joe, and we're talking high school. This right. isn't the NFL where there's a transaction wire every day, and these kids are, you know, going to from place to place for compensation and players to be named later and draft picks and. This is really, yeah. I mean, it's humorous, but it's really not, you know what I'm saying? It's funny for you and I to kind of yuck it up a little bit and talk about it. But on the reality of it, you know, where's the end to it? Where was the beginning to it? That's what I want to know. And where, you know, I mean, this is high school. This isn't the NFL, you know, this isn't even in college, which kind of, you know, that's another entire show, which that has morphed into kind of a joke as well. And it's, it's ridiculous where it is. And it'll all be traced to something of finance. I mean, I'm sure, you know, in the NFL now, the rule changes, you know, we don't have the same rivalries anymore because of the NFL and college the same way because of money and, I don't know where it, like I say, I don't know where it began, so I don't know where it's going to end.
Well, so nobody's going to complain until exactly what you just said. Three or four really good players go, and the team ends up being really bad. They're losing. Morale's really bad. Everybody's upset. They're hearing bad things in high school, and they go, screw that. I'm going to go to this other team that's really good, and I know I can play right away. Come on, guys. Let's take the four of us and go, and they all leave. That's going to happen next. That's coming next if you're allowed to just go where you want. So how good, before we move on, I want to get to some games. Leon Strutter, the senior quarterback at Northwestern who's transferring to American Heritage Plantation. How good a quarterback? He threw a ton of touchdowns last year.
48 touchdowns, two picks, a state championship. Leon's a really good quarterback. And, you know, he was set into the battle with the young freshman Neiman Lawrence from the beginning of the year. And, you know, when Teddy was there, he said, you know what, there's no doubt we're going to use them both. They're both really quality, you know, quarterbacks. And you figure with the talent that Northwestern has, you know, both of them are going to play extensively. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's going to be 38-0 in some of the games at halftime. So, you know, a lot of these kids are going to get an opportunity to do what they do. But like you said, it's not only here, you know, I mean, and here's Shaman out during the summer picked, got a quarterback to transfer from a Tampa Bay Tech, which is 260 miles away. And he comes here. And then all of a sudden last week, he leaves and goes to Venice. And he's starting the night in their game against Port Charlotte.
Like, so what if he's not happy in Venice and the coach yells at him? Can he transfer again? Because he's really good. Yeah. I mean, I just
go back home. And see, it's taken the discipline out of it. And it's taken the spotlight away from this season. You know, I mean, because there's some real, like tonight, we got a really good matchup. Hopefully, weather permitting. This weather's killing me. But the weather permitting, you got a really good game with Northwestern and Norland. Two really evenly matched teams. I mean, you know, you could say that Northwestern is that much better, but Norland has come, you know, Coach Tyron Johnson's taken over for Coach Heidelberg, who, you know, was there for over two decades.
Yeah, long time.
Done a great job. Yeah, so, and he's all of a sudden, you know, they got that one game that got away from them against, defending 7A state runner-up and up there in Lake Mary, where they were up 29-7 and they lost 30-29. But, they both have one common foe already, Carroll City. They both beat them pretty convincingly. So, yeah, I expect that's going to be one of the better games tonight. And, obviously have, what could have been a good matchup if Western stayed together, and they didn't. But there is St. Thomas, who's the number one team. As I said to you yesterday. I think, you know, other than IMG, which is kind of an unfair playing field.
You think St. Thomas is the best team in the state?
Yeah. And they're still one of the best in the country. I mean, think about it. I mean, they came within 3 points of Matter Day. Matter Day, one of the top teams in the country over the last decade, really well-coached football team. You know, who does a lot with what St. Thomas does in their own Southern California area? They get some of the best kids. And there's no lie, St. Thomas does too. And, you know, Chaminade and Heritage being private schools. But, you know, the funny thing that you just mentioned, you know, about when this is going to end, there's more structure at the private school level because the kids go to the schools. They're not homeschooled. You know, so there's more structure. So if Leon Strotter was being homeschooled when he was at Northwestern, I don't know if he was, but now he's got to go to classes over at Heritage. So it's
This homeschool thing is like the way it started years and years ago and what it's being used for now is just so wrong so many ways. And nobody wants to come out and the guys behind it. It's too bad.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, because Florida, especially South Florida, is in such a spotlight nationally, you know, a situation like Diabelle, who is the number one quarterback in the country, you know, out of American Heritage, who's committed already to Texas, you know, he gets injured and he's out for the year. So that makes national news. It just didn't reverberate down Broward Boulevard. You know, it's national news because of that. And then tonight, you know, this is a game that they're playing tonight in New Orleans against a team with 17-0 last year in Edna Carr, who is Pat Surtain's alma mater. And that game was actually set up when Pat was the head coach at Heritage, but they had a hurricane back then. And now it's come to fruition. So they go on the road tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, in New Orleans and welcome to the big time. And,
try to get Strouder in there overnight on a jet or something to get him up there so he can play in that game. Hey, let's talk about some other games here. Palmetto. Yeah. First of all, who you like in that Northwestern game tonight? Northwestern looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, both of them are really good. I'll take Northwestern because they got, you know, they have the running game and obviously they're, you know, but it's going to, you know what? I say it's going to be a 4 or 5 point game. That's okay. How close it's going to be. People could say what they want, you know, but Norland really hasn't dropped off, you know, a whole lot. I mean, you know, they lost that defensive line, went to Florida State and such, but, as you mentioned, Palmetto, Columbus, you know, on the surface, I mean, this is, Palmetto just can't get over the hump against them. And if they're going to do anything, they have to win this game because this is a district game. This is one of those games that, you know, I mean, Columbus comes in. You know, Columbus really hasn't won a game yet this year, which is strange because they didn't finish the game with Southridge. So, you know, now this is their game that, you know, they played St. Thomas and went to Maryland. And then Palmetto comes in 1-1. So it, you know, Columbus has got the upper hand. They've got that, you know, they got that mojo going. I'll tell you another game that's really good to watch. We don't talk about Archbishop McCarthy. They're one of the.
That's a great story. They've been.
Teams.
Yeah.
108 undefeated teams in the state going into this week's game. They have True North Classical Academy with recent FIU commit Zach Katz, quarterback. I think that's going to be a game that's kind of going to peg the meter a little bit for people to, you know, keep an eye on. You also have, let's talk about our Palm Beach people.
Cardinal Newman at Pahokee. Pahokee's back, man. I heard that area, there weren't jobs, and a lot of people were leaving that area, and here's old Pahokee hanging in there with a hell of a team.
Yeah, between them and Glade Central, they're 6-0 going into tonight's game, and both of them are got to give them a big shout out because they've done really well and that should be a good game. You know, I mean, on surface you say, well, you know, Newman's on a roll. They've got a lot of talent. They played really good competition, but you know, Pahokee's no slouch, especially at home. I think that's going to be one of those games to keep an eye on. And certainly, you know, I want to give a shout out to Atlantic High School up in Delray Beach. I know they contact us quite a bit. You know, they listen to the program. They said, hey, give us a shout out. And they'll get a shout out because they'll play a few teams like Norland over the next couple of weeks, and Coconut Creek. Let's give Coconut Creek they're 3-0, they're undefeated. They're heading for a showdown. So we've got some pretty good games coming up over the next couple of weeks. A lot of these teams that we don't give you know, a props to like a Matter Academy, you know, with Ice Harris, they're undefeated after three games. They should be 4-0 tonight as well. And they're setting up a showdown in 2 weeks with North Miami, who's also undefeated. So you got, you know, the lesser, quote unquote, lesser known teams. But nevertheless, we got to talk about Dillard. They can run the they can run it this year. I think they could go 10-0. You know, and set themselves up for a couple of home games during the playoffs. So
you know what? I always said this, going back to Coach Gray, it's good for business when Dillard is good. I just think nothing against Ely or any of the other schools have been really good through the years when I first got in this business. But going back to the old days when Dillard was a real powerhouse and playing St. Thomas and in Fort Lauderdale, boy, those were just a Yankee Stadium, just great games to watch, and it's good to hear that. I got to ask you about West Boca. I really like that West Boca team. I know they played a national game and came up short. You have West Boca as one of the top five teams in South Florida or not? Are they just outside for you?
They're probably right on the outside. They're probably like six because you have so many good teams. Miami Central, we don't talk about, but we'll be talking about them plenty over the next couple of weeks. But yeah, I think they're right there looking in, you know, I mean, they're well coached. And listen, they played a really good Bergen Catholic team from New Jersey last week. I was at the game and it was, you know, well played. Two really good football teams. And, you know, they play great football up in the Northeast. You know that. And certainly, you know, teams like that and Bosco, John Bosco, who's played St. Thomas a number of times and, you know, some of those programs. And we've had a couple of those teams from Philly area who really play extremely well. So, yeah, this is and because of the Broward Showcase, we're getting a lot of these teams and we're getting a chance to see them firsthand.
Right.
So there's no guesswork. And, it's great. It's a shame, though, that, you know, that the great football and the great, you know, the players and everything are kind of being taken away by some of the off-field news.
Yeah. We're going to do, though. You brought up a great point. All right, I'm going to leave you with your top five. Don't worry about hurting anybody's feelings. I know there's been some losses because a lot of them have played national games and lost. Give me your top five as we stand before going into tonight's game. Top five.
Yeah, like I said before, you know, I mean, you can't not, you know, look at St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, that's a really good football program. They've done a tremendous job and what they've done. So I keep them at number one. I look also you take a look at Miami Northwestern at two. I think Central's there at three.
Central's three. Wow.
Yeah, I think
they really weren't getting good. A lot of love when this thing started. Everybody kind of said, they went through some changes, and, you know, it's, boy, they're hanging in there. All right,
yeah,
four. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. And you make a great point. You know, I mean, you have an opportunity to see a program, you know, like that, and what you know, what Derek Gibson has done. He's come along and has done a tremendous job with them. And I think, like I said, Chaminade before, and we'll keep Heritage and Southridge right at five and six. We'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks without the Abel. Certainly, it's not the same type of team. But you know what? Mike Smith has done a great job. You know that. You've had him on. He's one of those guys who you know, certainly it will rise his team to the occasion. And then obviously right after that, you know, you're looking at Norland and Dillard have an opportunity to kind of knock on that door as well.
Blue, always great having you, man. I'm sorry we had to get into a little dirty stuff here this morning, but great having you. I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Anytime. I'll hear about it tonight, I'm sure. See you later.
All right. Larry Bluestar, South Florida High School Football Insider. All right. Hey, I got to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED, low T. If you're going through it, I don't care what you do. I don't care what color you are, what size you are, how big you are. It's going to hit every man sooner or later. I feel bad for the guys that get hit with it in their early 40s. I didn't know till, you know, I've been going to Atlantic Men's Clinic now for a while, and I see a lot of young guys in there getting treatments. Hey, man, there's nothing to be ashamed of. For some guys, it happens in their 40s, others in their 50s, 60s. There's a really good chance you have low T and ED, and if you do and your energy level is shot, you just feel like you're in a fog all the time and your sex drive is gone. It was hit and miss for a while, and now it's just gone. It's the worst, man. I don't know about you. I'm in my late 60s. I don't want to lose all that stuff. I want to have more energy for the weekend. I don't want to sit around and go, I'm going to sleep in and this. I'm going to get up and work out. I want to enjoy it. And I want to chase that wife of mine around a little bit this weekend as well. Listen, man, I don't know about you. I can't speak for you. But if it's bothering you and you have it, you can get rid of it quickly with Atlantic Men's Clinic. You set up that first appointment. You get the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. They'll come in and talk to you. And they'll go through everything. You tell them what's going on, how you're feeling. You got to be honest with them. And then you get a really good, really good response to your body and how you feel. You start feeling great quickly. They got 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new one in Hollywood. It's been real popular. I go to Plantation, and today is a big Atlantic Men's Clinic day. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It'll make a big difference in your life. It really will. You just start feeling so much better. There's nothing. They police the program. They make sure you're doing it the right way to get the best results. Visit AtlanticMansClinic.com. Do it today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here on a football Friday?
All right, Joe, we'll make this quick here.
Yeah.
To our 8 o'clock hour, and then we'll give away some tickets at the end of this segment.
We still got Ben Volen coming up?
We do. We have Benny Volen coming up. So we'll
get Boston Globe.
We are going to give away some tickets at the end of this segment here. So hang in there with
us. All right, yeah.
We have a real boxing match on Saturday night. No 60-year-olds, no YouTubers.
This is the best fight they've had in a while.
This is good. Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford will meet in Vegas on Saturday night.
No Mexican meat tonight, my man.
Well, we'll have to wait to see the test afterwards to see how much steroids he actually was taking at the time of the fight.
But you're trying to get Vic going. You're sitting here.
He tells me Canelo's going to win. You know, Canelo's a -160 favorite. Crawford a +130. I'm going to go all in on Crawford. Not that I have any, you know, I only bet underdogs in boxing.
Okay.
That's the only fun way to do it.
You're just going after home runs. You're just trying to hit the financial home run every
time.
It's
the only fun way to do it, man. Gotcha. You got to take the.
You just don't want to win a little bit. Play the odds.
No,
you just
minus
don't
160.
Want to do it.
Okay. No, I don't want any part of that. But we'll go with Crawford. No knowledge of really either.
That's very honest.
I don't ever want to be that person. They give out picks. I always shows give out picks. You're gonna give yours later. I don't want to be responsible for anyone losing money on this fight.
Don't trust me. Nobody listening to us and going, you know, I'm going with those guys tonight on their back.
I hope not. I hope people don't take us very seriously.
You know, I got this Hard Rock app. I'm not sure which way to go. Let's listen to Woody and Joe. Two dumbasses. That'd be a great way to go.
Anyway, this should be fun. Saturday night, it's a freebie. As long as you're paying the, $30 a month now for Netflix. So it's not exactly free, but it's kind of free.
How much?
Netflix. I got to say Netflix has got to be close to $30 a month by now. If you have like the HD,
man,
whatever.
I'm pretty close to getting my money's worth out of it. I just start thinking, I know we have 4 or 5 apps, but I spend most of my time on Netflix.
Like you have a choice.
I got my own TV. They buy what they want. They don't ask
saying,
me.
Like, you don't have a choice.
Well, you think they go, hey, Dad, we're going to get, honey, I'm going to get 2 more apps tonight.
Hey guys, we're going to save the money this month. No Netflix.
Yeah,
sure. All right, our final one here, Joe. We'll get that giveaway. The NCAA is currently investigating 13 basketball players for sports betting across 6 different schools. Those schools being Temple, Arizona State, Eastern Michigan, North Carolina, A&T, and Mississippi Valley. Obviously, this is not ideal.
No.
We talked about player props the other day.
It's only going to get worse, Woody.
They don't have them down here, but they are available in other places.
No way to police it.
Well, you could start throwing guys in jail, I guess.
I don't think that's going to stop. Desperate people have chance to make money, got problems, got gambling problems. It's the same things. I don't know.
I know. But I think it is also lazy to blame legalized gambling.
I'm not blaming it.
Right. No, I'm not saying you specifically. I'm just saying, like, in general, like, the article is like, the rise of sports betting has created more of an opportunity for athletes across sports. That's what, by the way, NCAA president's name is Charlie Baker. Who knew?
Charlie Baker.
That's his hot take here. The rise of sports betting creating more opportunities.
Ain't going away, Charlie.
There's been a lot of sports betting before it was just legalized. But anyway, Joe, let's give away some tickets. Let's end it on a good note here. Caller number, what do you want to go with today?
Caller number one.
Caller number one. One win.
You didn't ask me one. That's right.
There we
good
go.
Job. You let's knew what I was one. Thinking.
The first caller, 305-567-0560, is going to Beer Fest at Lone Depot Park Saturday. Marlins and Tigers, sample domestic, international, local craft brews. And
how many tickets you get for this?
I believe this is a 4-pack.
Ooh.
So you could take the kids.
No, that means take the buddies.
It does say you have to be 21 and up to partake in Beer Fest.
But right.
I'm sure the kids can tag along.
You can't trust these fathers giving their kids a little sip, don't you? Come on. No, you don't do that.
Well, it's a good way to turn them off from beer. He might get a little sip, and he thought it was repulsive.
Yeah.
They don't like it. They don't have the taste. They don't have the palate for it. So
when I get a good workout, there's nothing like, and I'll see a cold beer, and I'll want to throw two of them down real quickly.
You have a nice it's light terrible. Beer, like a runner beer, one of those runner's beers.
Anyway, yeah. All right, Woody, sounds good, man. We got Ben Volen, senior NFL writer at the Boston Globe. We're going to talk a little bit about those Patriots and just how good are they right now. What do we have to be concerned with? We'll have all that coming up in just a few minutes.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.